Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. With a tune simply called Bebop, we begin with a titan in the world of jazz. That was jazz saxophone and flute legend Ernie Watts with the song off his latest album, 2014's A Simple Truth. And this kicks off one full hour of looking into the life and music of the kid out of Wilmington, Delaware that went on to use some heavy discipline combined with natural talent to fuel his music and life. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, this is what he told me about learning to play the saxophone.
Well, I was kind of blessed. It was sort of an incredible thing. You know, I think our life is filled with little miracles, you know, and we just go through life from one miracle to the next. I started playing in the school system, and they didn't have a jazz department. So I started learning to play classical saxophone from the teacher at the school.
So early on in his life, Ernie won a scholarship to the Wilmington Music School where he studied classical music and technique. And he was a featured soloist with the Delaware Symphony by the age of 16. From there, he would win a downbeat scholarship and go on to the Berklee College of Music in Boston. But while he was going there, he remembers seeing legends play. This is what he told Neon Jazz about all of those legends that he got to see live.
And so my friend Aldi, he took me to hear Maynard Ferguson's band. I heard them many times. Count Basie, Duke Ellington, Stan Kenton's band, all of these incredible bands that would come and play in these places in New Jersey.
So Ernie went on to play with Charlie Hayden's Quartet West. He toured with the Rolling Stones, played the mystery horn solo on Frank Zappa's album The Grand Wazoo in 72, and was a key part of the Tonight Show band with Doc and Johnny. But it all began with one Miles Davis album for him, and this is what Ernie had to say about hearing Kind of Blue.
The freebie that year was a Miles Davis record called Kind of Blue.
Yeah.
That was my personal first jazz record. So I heard Coltrane on that album, and after that, that was all I wanted to do. So I was about 15, and I heard Coltrane, and it just sort of woke me up. I tell people it was like sticking my finger in a light socket, you know. It just, all the hair stood up on the back of my neck. I was a goner.
So from those beginnings, we shall explore much more about Ernie as we move on. And with that, thank you for joining us and welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that loves to listen to, make, and broadcast that jazz, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to give you a full hour of the music of Mr. Ernie Watts. Here he is with one of the most popular tunes ever played on a television set. This is Johnny's Theme via Ernie and the great Doc Severinsen with the Tonight Show Band.
This is Ernie Watts, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was Ernie with the Tonight Show Band, led by the legendary Doc Severinsen with the song Sax Alley. So after 20 years or so with the band, this is what Ernie had to say about that collective and grand experience in his life with the Tonight Show.
During the Tonight Show all those years, it was just a very great experience of all the other artists that came on. The band was so great. I mean, the other tenor player is a guy named Pete Crislieb, and he's one of the great tenor saxophone players. So every night going to work, it was like going to school. You know, I mean, I really learned so much from listening to Pete play, from listening to Conti Candoli play, and Snooky Young was in the trumpet section also. And, you know, Doc and his incredible consistency and his incredible chops, you know, every day.
So when Gene Quill quit Buddy Rich's big band in Boston, trombonist Phil Wilson, who is also a professor at Berkeley, was asked to recommend a student as a temporary replacement. The man called in was a young Ernie Watts, who ended up leaving Berkeley to tour the world and recorded two albums with the band, Big Swing Face and The New One. From there, Ernie moved to Los Angeles and began working in the big bands of Gerald Wilson and Oliver Nelson. And it was with Oliver Nelson that he recorded with the legendary Thelonious Fear Monk on Monk's Blues. Off the 2005 CD Spirit Song, here's Ernie with the tune Joy Train.
Hi, this is Will Vinson, saxophone player from New York, formerly of London. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMeo. Thank you.
That was Ernie with his quartet with the 2006 tune Clinton Park View off the album Analog Man. So during the 70s and 80s, Ernie was immersed in the busy production scene of LA. His signature sound was heard on many TV shows and movie scores, and almost all of the early West Coast Motown sessions had him on it. And he was with the pop stars like Marvin Gaye, Earth, Wind & Fire, Steely Dan, and Aretha Franklin with that sound. And after years in the studios, Ernie's passion for acoustic jazz never left him. At the end of a long day of sessions, he would frequently go down and be heard in fiery jazz sessions of late-night clubs around L.A. Off the 2008 album, To the Point, we bring you the tune Road Shoes next on Neon Jazz.
Thank you. Johnny Rollins. I love jazz. I am a jazz musician. And Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino seems to love jazz, seems to talk about our great music. So give it a listen.
Thank you.
That was one more tune off the 2008 album To the Point with the song Nightscape. So while Ernie toured with Pat Metheny's group in the late 1980s, he had an epiphany, and it was a big turning point in his career. That was when Charlie Hayden's critically acclaimed Quartet West was formed, and Ernie was a charter member, staying true to the music. He went on to tour and record with the group for 25 years until Hayden's death in 2014. And over his career, he has collaborated with a huge number of rock, jazz, Motown, and pop cats. In fact, this is what he told Neon Jazz about how he would ready himself to become a part of any group that signed him on to play.
I think everybody who is genuinely into their music, they recognize that in other people, you know. And then when I listen to these people and when I play with them, when I play with Zappa or play with the Temptations or played with anybody that I played with, I tried to genuinely connect with their music. You know, I didn't go in to play with Marvin Gaye or play with the Temptations or whoever and want to play a John Coltrane solo over the top of it.
Off the 2010 CD, The Wonder Bag, here's Ernie with the encounter with the tune Nothing's Too Good for My Baby, next on the program. We'll be right back.
drummer Stockton Helbing, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was Ernie with the 1998 tune, The Poet, off his Classic Moods CD. So, as we touched on, Ernie has collaborated with many musicians over his career. One of the best stories he retold during our Neon Jazz interview was the experience he had with the Rolling Stones on their 1981 tour. And this is what he had to say about it.
Mick called Quincy Jones and asked him who he would recommend, and Quincy recommended me. And then what they did was they sent me a bunch of records, and I learned the music on the records. And then I met them at their hotel room the day before the gig that they did in San Diego in front of 80,000 people, and that was my audition. My audition was to play with the band in San Diego in front of 80,000 people.
So Ernie still tours, records, and gives back to the music by conducting clinics and master classes on both student and professional levels to this very day in 2015. Ernie also has a high level of integrity and vision that remains unwavered. This is what he told us at Neon Jazz about what he sees as the problem with jazz and how he does that thing he does.
I think the biggest problem with jazz and other music is we're always begging people that don't know or care to like us. And we'll do anything to get people that don't know or care one hair about music or want to understand it to like us. So what we do is we study and we write and we play and we practice, and then we take everything we learn and we dumb it down to the mind of a 16-year-old, you know? And I'm going to be 70 years old this year. I've studied music all my life. And so I take or I demand my opportunity to play the best I can play and to be as smart as I can be and to be as evolved as I can be on my instrument every time I play.
And before we get to the final track on this Hour of Ernie Watts, which is again with the Tonight Show Band giving you the Jersey Bounce before we actually give it to you and bring the show to a close, this is a quote from Ernie on his ongoing journey. "I see music as a common bond having potential to bring all people together in peace and harmony. I believe that music is God singing through us, an energy to be used for good." And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a broadcast legend in my book, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher, baby.
Jazz.
Like what you heard, let us know. We'd love to hear from you out there in jazz radio land. You can always reach us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time. Enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.